This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It was kind of a controversial day off for some. That would be Columbus Day. I don't know about you, but there was no mail in my neck of the woods that was being delivered, so Columbus Day was a recognized holiday, but that's changing for a lot of people. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later this hour. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Boy, my friends in California, it is a nasty bit of business what's happening out there with those fires, both in Northern California and in Southern California. In fact, as far as the North is concerned, Governor Brown had to do an emergency proclamation, rather, for Napa, Sonoma, and those counties up there. When you think of the grapes and the beautiful towns that surround it, boy, they are being just ravaged by fire. The National Weather Service in San Francisco on Sunday issued a red flag warning for the Bay Area because of the critical fire conditions. So this, no joke. You get those winds, the right kind of gusts, the wrong kind of fire spreads, and it's disaster for all kinds of neighborhoods. And the same thing in the South. They're having the same problem in the South. So we'll also talk about that. But first, there's still a lot of chatter, naturally, about what happened in Las Vegas. It's just been a little over a week since 59 people were killed and hundreds others were hospitalized. And the sad scenes of the carnage that was left behind in a field across from the hotel where the shooter decided that he was going to set up camp, and just so shockingly, and though it has been over a week, I think for some, it is still an unbelievable thing to really wrap your brain around. That this happened from the Mandalay Bay window. Stephen Paddock decided he was going to ruin people's lives, and he certainly tried. There's no doubt about it. The worst mass shooting in modern American history. And he was a guy who gambled all night, slept all day, took Valium for anxiousness. The doctor prescribed it to him, he was on a retainer. He wagered millions of dollars a night, but walked around in the Vegas casinos in flip-flops and sweatpants and went from one high roller area to another. So more information emerging about who was this guy? Loner, lonely, on his own, this girlfriend that he sent away, sent her over $100,000 in money. And then this, as far as the pills for anxiousness, it was unclear how much he took, but they say he had about 15 pills remaining in a bottle of 60 that were prescribed a year and a half earlier. But he had no history of mental health issues and no criminal record, none of that. And we've certainly gone through that territory, and they still cannot find anything like it. You know, he split his time between California, Nevada, Texas, and Florida, and traveled sometimes 3 weeks out of a month. But really, his home away from home was always the casinos, because he stayed in rooms that were probably free most of the time, and that was because of what a big gambler he was. And family members, his brother especially, saying how he sent him money, took care of him, all that other kind of stuff. It's just mind-boggling. And the latest from Joe Lombardo, the sheriff in Vegas, because everybody keeps asking, did he write anything? Was there anything that was left behind? Are there any clues as far as that's concerned? And here's how he answered that.
There was not a note in the suspect's room. We recovered a document that had numbers associated to it, and I'm not at liberty to make a guess on what that was for.
You know, so there you go. Not at liberty to make a guess as to what all these crazy numbers were. What do the numbers mean? Who knows? Could they be bank accounts? Could it be something else? Could it be money he owed? We don't know. And at this point, I would say, and I always say this, gosh, it's so much about the victims, isn't it? It's the victims, the victims, the victims in the end that we care about. But just the idea that in trying to piece this together, that nobody can come out and say, look, this guy was a this guy was a scumbag, bottom feeder, did this, did that. It just seems unbelievable to me that nobody had any real handle on who he was, other than, I guess, I already said it, he's like a vampire. So what do vampires do? They suck people's bloods, the mythical vampires, and then they disappear and sleep during the day. So he slept during the day. People didn't really get any kind of relationships or conversations for the most part going with him, and that makes sense because he wasn't really around. He wasn't around. In the meantime, while that's happening in Las Vegas, elsewhere in the West, and I already mentioned this, neighborhoods in flames. And sadly, because of these deadly wildfires, there are 100-plus people that have been hospitalized. Because you see what happens is it rips through neighborhoods quickly. They're not expecting it. It jumps sometimes. And even hospitals had to be evacuated. And then also what happens is that people try to stay at their houses. And can you blame them? I think, what happens if I see a fire miles away and I'm thinking, get out the hose? And I've seen this before because I lived in California as a young television reporter, and I can't tell you how many times we would be with fire crews behind them, watching them fight blazes, taking video of it, talking to the exhausted fire folks who were climbing around these different neighborhoods, and their biggest fear and what they were the most exasperated over was people not leaving when they were clearly going to be in danger, and they didn't want to come back and have some body bags, frankly, that they would have to drag out of neighborhoods. They didn't want to have to do that. So they would rather people evacuate. And when you have these wildfires in Santa Rosa, it's devastated. They have evacuations all to the north. And then in the south, same thing. Anaheim, you could see smoke coming up and fire not too far from Disneyland. So whether it's Northern California or Southern California, really a lot of people fighting the wildfires that often wreak havoc in that state. And the latest from an official, Fire Chief Baldwin, here's what he said about the fires.
We've deployed 3 medical evacuation helicopters from the California Army and Air National Guard that are transporting victims of the fire to burn centers in Northern California. We've also deployed 6 firefighting helicopters to assist CAL FIRE with their efforts, and we're sending 100 military police personnel to Napa to provide support for law enforcement and to assist with evacuations.
Wow, so that shows you the breadth of this fire, that so many people were injured, they had to get as many people out as they could, and you heard his description of what they were doing to make that happen. Ultimately, for the responders, ultimately for these firefighters, the nightmare for them is exactly what I said. I have plenty of folks in my family that were volunteer firemen and talked about, and certainly on this show we've had plenty of firefighters, that is the commonality they all share. They do not want to be in those situations where instead of helping people out, they're carrying them out in bags. And frankly, that's the worry with some of what's happened in Northern California. Popcorn shots when we come back. On the flip side, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Tonight we're going to hit the mailbag. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So besides the fires and what's happening in Las Vegas, still, you know, the repercussions of just a week and a half, not even a week and a half ago, just over a week ago, very sad. So starting with that, it's really, really interesting. A couple of what I call popcorn shots, the good, the bad, and the ugly that's happening out there, the buzz in the land. I will throw a couple of things in that you'll find, I think, interesting, including this. Jason Aldean, he was the country singer who was singing at the time of the Vegas shooting, the massacre. And he went on Saturday Night Live and sang. And I don't know, I thought that was great. And he also returned to Vegas a week after the shooting, so he's trying to do what he can to help those that were unfortunately at the wrong place, the wrong time, there to see him and other country music stars do their thing, and excited about it because it was a very popular venue, very popular concert that was reoccurring, and it has emotionally taken its toll. There is no question about that. By the way, we do this thing called Nail the Score on our shows heading into the weekend. So Thursday into Friday, and all it is that I picked the game of the week in the NFL for fun, not for controversy, for fun, and you could win fabulous prizes if you correctly guess the winner of my game of the week. And it could be any game, and if you correctly guess the winner, you win the prizes and the bragging rights, and we did not have a winner this time around. I was really hoping we would have a winner. We've had a couple of winners. Gosh, even one time somebody won, at that time, a leather coat. Wow, what a great giveaway that was. No leather coat this time around, but a lot of bragging rights for sure and other prizes from America Tonight, if somebody can manage to do that. We have a lot of fun doing it anyway. You don't have to know a lot about football. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just taking a stab at it, so to speak. You're throwing darts at a board and picking who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. So just as a reminder, nobody won. Nobody won. The other controversial element hanging over the weekend does have to do with the NFL, and it has to do with Mike Pence and the Star Spangled Banner in the game where he attended. And the controversy comes in with, and I don't know, should it really even be controversial? The controversy comes in with he goes to the game, Pence goes to the game, and there people that are have the jet ready, so to speak, are told don't go anywhere, knowing that most likely he was going to, come back right back. So, okay, if you look at what the length of a football game would be, or even watching part of it, it would take a couple of hours. And even if he wasn't there for the whole football game, he would be there for a big chunk of it. Well, as it turns out, that wasn't the case at all. So instead, he leaves the Colts game after the players decided to protest. And then there was a flurry of tweets that were pumped out by the VP and by the president. So Vice President Pence left the game on Sunday after some players knelt during the national anthem, saying he didn't want to dignify the demonstration. He said specifically, I left the Colts game because POTUS and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or national anthem. Then Donald Trump tweeted afterwards that he asked Pence to leave the stadium if any players kneeled, disrespecting the country. I'm proud of him. And Second Lady Karen is what he tweeted out. So here's the kind of crazy thing. The pool of journalists, like I said, that were there with the VP weren't allowed into the stadium. They were asked to stay in the vans. They were told by a staffer there may be an early departure from the game, but they didn't get any details on that. So people were criticizing the Prez and the VP for the walkout to say that was an expensive thing to do because that cost $200,000 in flying there. And so what diff did it make that they were there and then they left? Because you knew it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to gonna leave. So here's what former Michigan Democratic Congressman John Dingell said about Pence on Twitter, kind of rubbing him back. He said, cool national anthem protest at VP, shame nobody else is allowed to do that. Then Eric Reed had this to say on the VP protest leaving after the anthem. He's a former San Francisco safety. He's participated in the kneeling and whatnot. And he said, this is PR. That's what this is. It's PR. And Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, amen, after almost a decade, it's great to have leaders who have pride in our country again. And I said this before, the whole flap over kneeling, standing, kneeling before, then linking arms, that's not going away. Just like we are, and as we sit now, and all of you know it, it's us against them against us, my team, your team. Yeah, it's a nation divided on mega issues, and this is just obviously another one of them that is not going away anytime soon, because the flames of this have been fanned again and again and again and again. I mean, the bummer is $200,000 fly there, knowing, yeah, they're going to protest, boom, leave. I'm going to say that could have been skipped, because we get it. We get the feeling of what's happening, and now there's been a call for the boycott, and we know this. The president tweeted again and again a boycott for the National Football League unless the league takes some kind of action against players who protest. And if you want to throw your two cents in on this, you can. 855-266-2283. 855-266-2283. I mean, here's what I would say. Is it making the point? Is the point sticking? Is the point, I don't know, is the point hitting home? Or no, it's not hitting home. That's the question. And I think for every individual, I think it's different. I don't think it's a one size fits all. I don't think so. By the way, because some of you asked me about this, Jemele Hill was suspended for 2 weeks for a second violation of the company's social media policy. So what the ESPN, she's on ESPN, what the social media policy is that, and what they say is, she's been suspended for a second violation. She previously acknowledged letting her colleagues and company down with an impulsive tweet. In the aftermath, all employees were reminded of how individual tweets may reflect negatively on ESPN and that such actions would have consequences, hence this decision. And this comes less than a month after she apologized for letting down her coworkers after a controversial tweet rant, and it was kind of a rant, which he called Donald Trump a white supremacist. So now the network's just saying they don't represent ESPN and all of that, and so now she's out 2 weeks after this latest row. Here the bottom line is this. I mean, that's why ESPN has the leverage, is because they're telling people, you can't. You can't just go and do that, because this is what our policy is. So you may feel a certain way, but if you do it, you own it, and we're going to go by what our employee handbook tells you you can not do. So the whole take a knee thing heats up on both sides. Let it fly if you have an opinion. AmericaTonight.net. I think some of you are weary, frankly, of all of it. 855-266-2283. See you in a few.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Again, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. How you doing, America? Hanging here with you on ATN. We got fires, we got the sadness over Vegas and the questions that abound, and controversy over kneeling and the vice president and the trip that he took to the Colts game and then the abruptly leaving. And the lineup is the same. It's us against them. It's, you know, your team and my team. That has not changed in the United States of America in the last 10 years, I'd say. It's been incredible. In my lifetime, the most polarizing time has been in this past decade. Not as much conversation, more blame game than anything else. All right, let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, darling. I come close, 35 to 31.
I know.
34 to 27.
Oh, I know.
Almost was there, baby. Woo!
You were close. I agree.
Horseshoes
Good job.
And hand grenades, though, darling.
I know.
Hand grenades.
I know. You're
okay.
Right.
Let me get a little controversy going here that everybody can get in on.
Let's wind him up. This
yeah,
is Danny's the
here
right turn. Go for
you
it.
You know, $250,000 for poor Mr. Pence to go blah, 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 back and forth, whatever. How about Michelle Obama taking her own plane and 200 of her closest friends because she didn't want to wait one day for Obama?
Touche,
yeah. Okay. We can come up with all kinds of extra expenses that the Obamas portrayed upon the American people, and we had to pay for, okay? So
yeah.
Get off of Pence's and Trump's back. I strongly support what they did. If these, and you know how I feel about my black brothers and sisters, you know how I feel. If
mm-hmm.
these brothers and sisters want to do a little protest, let's see how much of their money they take with them to Chicago where the blacks are killing each other day after day after day. How about some mentoring programs going on there that they want to do something positive? How about that? Instead of this bull hockey where they're protesting as they go along with Kaepernick, who disrespected the American flag and the anthem and the people, all supposedly because police brutality, that is a crock of crap. There has been very, very, very few. And whenever a policeman does have a situation like that, the cops themselves come down on him like a ton of bricks because they do not want the negative publicity. You've got family that are cop members. You know what I'm talking about, girl. And this stuff is going to stop one way or another. They're either going to knock it off or there isn't going to be any more football. This is going to end football if they keep this up. It's going to end the game. Jerry Jones told his people today, hey, you either stand for the anthem or you won't play football. You don't show up. You don't come out. You don't support. You're gone. You're not with us anymore.
Well, there, it's about the economics.
It's got to be.
It's about the economics, too, Dana, so that's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's, starting
so
to,
that if,
it's really starting to affect it.
Right,
I'm telling you,
right.
It's really putting a hurt on them. And Dana just dropped one of their people from North Carolina, that quarterback there.
And Cam Newton. Yeah.
Absolutely. And a whole lot more are ready to dump the NFL. I'm telling you, Budweiser has warned them, hey, you guys get this under control or we're gone. And McDonald's wants out of it if they don't get their act together. So do a lot of others. I'm telling you, the money's going to dry up, and these guys can go back to trying to find a job out there where there are none.
Well, yeah, there's the thing. I mean, Dan, you bring up just a good point, and what I'm going to just throw out here again about what will happen to the NFL. Thanks for the call. I mean, here's the predicament the NFL is in. And the NFL, you know, they don't want the controversy. Of course they don't want the controversy. So they want all fans to be happy because why? Because they want the money. NFL ratings are down. And so is attendance in some cases. Advertisers are nervous about, as Dan mentioned, they're nervous about the television ratings. They're down 10% overall compared to the first 4 weeks of last season. Sunday's games in week four had the smallest audience of any Sunday so far, an average of 14.2 million viewers. So the ratings dip that's ongoing with this controversy around the player protests. What about official NFL sponsors? What about big advertisers during NFL games? What about all of that? Because they look at numbers. And then they look, are we overpaying? What are we going to do? Can we get makeups? What do we do? Can we get the exposure back? Because they're selling numbers. So when you have big, juicy numbers and you're in sales of any sort for any of these networks, and you can say, how would you like to have your commercials in XYZ with 20 million listeners or this average quarter hour of this or whatever it is, that's how they're getting the big dollars. But if those numbers dip, then the pendulum swings in the other direction. So is this just a temporary thing? Is this something that's going to be ongoing? What is it going to look like in the long run? What is it going to look like next season, next year? Where is the NFL going to be in 3 to 5 years? Where is it going to be? And what is the future of advertising for the NFL? Personally, I think the NFL will still, at least in the next few years, continue to dominate American pro sports. But the NBA is right there on their heels and really making some noise. So other leagues are going to try to take a big chunk of that. Of course they are, because you're competing for dollars. That's normal anyway. All right, let's go out to Richard in Louisville. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Kim.
Kate.
What did I say? Kate.
You said Kim, but that's okay. You know, that happens to me a lot, because there's a famous actress named Kim Delaney, and her name floats around a lot. That's okay.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Kate, you know, I haven't heard much credit given to Trump for his service as comforter-in-chief in the Las Vegas catastrophe. And I think he deserves it. I think he did a beautiful job going out there and comforting the families. And I believe he did an excellent job of you know, recognizing the evil that had happened and expressing the need for God and love as the way to find comfort. And I just don't think he's been given credit for that. I really think that's the role that the president should play, and we haven't had that in a president, I think, since, well, Bush did a good job right after 9/11, but I'm thinking more in terms of Ronald Reagan after the Challenger disaster. I think Trump reflected that kind of service that Reagan had provided after the Challenger disaster. And I also want to...
You make an interesting point. Richard, I agree with you about a president, and part of the presidential, I think, duties and being presidential is comforting people in a horrific situation. Yes.
Right.
And being that stately person, being that person that's there to go and say, we're strong, we will help you, we're here for you, just whatever it is. Yes.
And I liked what Trump said about the survival of the souls of the lives that were lost. And I think that has to be a comfort to the families. And I'm really grateful that he did that, that Trump did that. I also think that Vice President Pence had a right to express himself. You know, the First Amendment works both ways. I mean, the NFL players have a right to show their disrespect, but Vice President also has a right to show his respect. I mean, the NFL players can show their disrespect. Vice President Pence can show his respect for the flag.
Do you think, Richard, you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, that if the players, like when Jerry Jones did this with the Cowboys, if the players take a knee before the anthem, has nothing to do, it's before the anthem, just to show, hey, we're in solidarity for making things better with relations with police and what's happened in some situations and in some of these communities, and we're all linking arms as brothers, and then standing for the anthem. Do you think that's okay?
Well, I think it can be if it's heartfelt and not just a rote kind of performance. I think a lot depends on the attitudes of the players and the people involved. So, but I think generally it's a good idea. What Jones did, I really applauded, and I think that was a good resolution at a difficult time.
Right, that was a good way to do that. I remember you saying that. Thanks for the call, Richard. If you want to weigh in, you can too as well. 855-266-5283. Letters coming up on America Tonight.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Like to call it. We're down the home stretch for this hour of ATN anyway. Hope you're all doing well in whatever nook and cranny you hail from. Oh, I really, really wish all of you that, especially kicking off a new week. Some had the day off because of Columbus Day, which is now also controversial. A few of you sounded off about that as you sent me your emails, a ton of them. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag. This one comes to us from Bob in Sarasota. Kate Delaney, I love your show. I wish you all the success. I hope that you have the kind of crushing success that Sean Hannity has. I bet the two of you in a different world would be really good friends if you had worked in the same station together. I've met Sean Hannity a couple of times, and we've had some good conversations, actually. He's pretty... No matter what his politics or what he comes out, I don't know how he appears to people on air, he's a very friendly guy. And actually, he did like football. He used to like the NFL. Anyway, so let's move to what he has to say. And what he has to say is, what's up with the whole Columbus Day thing? I mean, statues being removed, holidays being ripped in half, past warriors being called names of all sorts. I don't know. It just seems like we are undoing everything. And I happen to see, Kate, that, you know, they're stopping Columbus Day parades. That some of the Columbus, there was a Columbus statue in Chicago that was defaced. Can't we just have a Columbus Day? Can't we just go with what we had as kids? Maybe I'm being too simple, and maybe that's not right. I don't know. But I just think that we are dismantling all of our history, and at what price? Or is it that you find out more things about your, you know, about the people that you learned about in history, and then it turns out that there were some horrific things that they did, and so you turn to a different course when it comes to somebody like Christopher Columbus, who I grew up learning was an Italian explorer, navigator, and he was a colonizer, and that's what he was directed to do. That's what he did. He was known for the discovery of the New World in 1492, and now it's turned rather ugly. Yeah, you know, the statue, I think, I don't know, there might have been one in Chicago, but there was a statue in Central Park that was vandalized. There was red paint on the hands of Christopher Columbus, which would go to that he was, you know, bloodthirsty and went, killed people, killed Indians, killed others, etc. So they've been talking about Columbus Day for a long time. And I grew up like you, learning he was an explorer, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, etc. So, yeah, as a kid, I love history. So I didn't, we didn't grow up picking apart what was wrong about history or what might not be correct historically. And it just seems, it doesn't seem, I'm just going to say it. We live in this PC world where it is like a PC assault on our lives every day. So I know personalities are different. And I've said this many times. I luckily grew up with this wonderful mother that I think anyone that listens to America Tonight would have liked, whether you are right of right or left of left or somewhere in between, because she had the capacity to have friends from all walks of life and embraced people's differences, but definitely didn't back down to what she believed in, but she could have conversations. She was open-minded in that sense that she didn't, this is how she felt. So it wasn't like she wasn't going to say one thing to one person and one thing to the other person. But I don't know, at some point, I get it. I mean, people, what now is being said is just, oh, racism, atrocities, this Italian explorer was a pig of a guy, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, then you have Italian-American heritage people who are defending Columbus Day. And there's so much happening in the world at rapid speed that we are digging back into our history and re-racking it and just dismantling everything. So I stand with New York Governor, surprisingly, Andrew Cuomo, who says he's not going to allow New York City's Christopher Columbus statue to be removed under his watch. He said, as long as I'm the governor of the great state of New York, there's going to be a statue of Columbus standing tall and proud in the city of New York. He grew up in an Italian family. And he said, I'm not doing it. He says it's an attack on our Italian-American heritage and the fundamental principles that make America, America. And here's what he said. Many, many of our statues in this country of men and women are memorialized, not as a statement of their individual perfection. Thank you for using those words. That's what I'm saying. Wow, we agree. Individual perfection, but for the cause, the ideas, the heritage they represent. So what is the rational argument denying that Italian Americans made the country a better place, is what he's saying. He's saying New York wouldn't be New York if it wasn't that way. So I think at some point you have to ask yourself, why is the pendulum swinging so crazily in directions that make no sense when there are so many horrific things to deal with, when there's so many other atrocities that are being committed in the world where focus could definitely be used? Makes no sense. I say keep your hands off Columbus Day as well. So I stand with the governor of New York. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Karen, who says, Kate, I know that you're not from there, but that you live in Texas and you like it and talk about the people being so fabulous. And here you had a shooter at Texas Tech. Did you know anything about that? Yeah, they're looking for a shooter who killed a campus police officer, and they captured him. They issued an alert right away. They had a campus lockdown going on late into Monday night, and the shooting suspect is a 19-year-old, and the campus police just, you know, made a statement saying that they found evidence and drugs and drug paraphernalia in the room where they went, and saying that what happened was that, you know, when the police, well, when the campus police officer went to the, you know, went to the room, saw all that stuff, then the suspect pulled a gun out and shot him in the head and killed him. And, wow, just absolutely awful. Nothing is routine anymore. So this is on a campus. This is what, somebody crazed and deciding to, you know, trying to take it to a different level, you know, I guess. There's not even a great comment I can make about this, because it just saddens me so much to hear that somebody's investigating something that's happening on the campus, they go in, and then they end up dead. The innocent campus cop ends up not surviving. All right, here's another one from, this one is from Jacob. And Jacob says, Kate, what's the latest on North Korea? I know you were talking about North Korea a lot. Diplomatic solutions is one of the things that is now coming up a lot more. You have General Mattis who's saying that as well, that it's about diplomacy first. So in the meantime, the UN Security Council has banned all nations from allowing the four ships that transported the exports to and from North Korea to enter any port in their country. Yeah, so North Korea, they're trying to really put the squeeze on them. And maybe that helps. The Security Council unanimously approved more sanctions about a month ago, responding to North Korea's, remember this, sixth nuclear test explosion. And they're trying to do whatever they can as far as bans. So their sanctions include banning North Korea from importing natural gas liquids and also capping their crude oil imports as well, textile exports, all of that, trying to really cap all of that off. We'll see where that goes. Thank you. We're going to go. To all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.